It is Tuesday, December the 8th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Procrastination Boo. I got a beautiful and short reply to my posting on the Psychology Today blog about Facebook, a whole new world of wasting time. And I posted this a long time ago, almost 2 years ago, although I've had other updates on my impressions of social media as a potential time waster. And this person wrote in the subject line, "I do use Facebook as a procrastination tool." And the comment is this: "It's exam time this week. I check Facebook more often than I did before exam time." And then there's an emoticon, which is a big sad face. Yep, you know, it's funny that I think that we often use these tools like Facebook and email and just about anything else when we have the pressure on us. In fact, some people have procrastinated a great deal before exam time, and now exam time's on them, they're feeling the stress and they push it off even more. So rather than just getting started on their studying, they're constantly dilly-dallying and checking Facebook and doing email. And that is what procrastination is all about, that failure to self-regulate, to say, it's in my best interest to stay focused on my exam now. I can check my Facebook after the exam when I need a bit of downtime. I'm going to have time over the Christmas holidays to update all of this and check these things out. I don't need to do it now. That's what makes it an irrational choice. To check it now means for some reason it's more important than my studying, and it's not. You really need to think clearly about these things if you want to beat your own procrastination, and it's in your own best interest. This isn't prescriptive. I'm not saying this because it benefits society. I'm saying this because it benefits you and it benefits me in terms of the pursuit of our own goals. Sure, if we want to waste time, we can waste time. But as you could see when I read that reply from a reader of the Psychology Today blog, and you can find that at procrastination.ca, there's a link there, but there's a big unhappy face afterwards. In other words, this person is unhappy that he or she is checking Facebook more often during the exam time. So the strategies that you're going to need to get past it, first of all, is don't give in to feel good. Recognize that I'm about to do this, and it's because I don't want to feel like doing this. I don't have to feel like it. I just have to stay on task. Just get started again. Just get started again. Just get started again. Keep that as a mantra. Okay, I got distracted. Just get started again. Don't give up on that. And realize that these are irrational thoughts that are maintaining your procrastination. And one of the irrational thoughts is, I have to feel like it to have to do it now. No, you don't have to feel like it. You can just get on with it. Don't give in to feel good. Thanks for the feedback, and I'll be back soon with more listener comments to my I Procrastinate podcast and my Psychology Today blog with some comments about what it all means.